Praise God. It's another good morning that God has given us to listen to His Word. And we thank Him for His Spirit. Because His words, they're not just mere words. They are spirit and they are life. And this is what the disciples discovered, that to whom can we run to? It is you that has the words of life. And it's only when we encounter the Spirit of God do we experience the life of God. You know, many times we desire to do things for God. We cry out to Him. We ask Him for His mercy. We ask Him for His grace. We want to do the things of God. But the things of God are not done by the natural man. You know, one of the things that Paul emphasizes is the carnal man or the natural man. And he compares it to the spiritual man or the mind of the spirit. And Paul, in addressing the Corinthian church, he was very keen to highlight to them that, yes, they can be gifted. They can be anointed. They can have an enrichment in all speech, in all utterance, in all words. But you see, the kingdom of God was not just a matter of words. It's not just a matter of talk, empty talk. It's not just a matter of human wisdom. But it is spiritual wisdom. It is the wisdom of the Spirit by which Paul brought his message. He brought his message through the wisdom of the Spirit. And it is this wisdom of the Spirit that is able to reach out to the hearts of men. It's able to reach out to the depths of the souls of men and to awaken those holy emotions that when he spoke to Gentiles, they understood him because their hearts were awakened to the Spirit of God. And I pray that each and every time that we listen to the Word of God, that we encounter the presence of God, that we experience His outpouring, that His comfort, that He refreshes, He breathes life to us. He breathes His Spirit on us because the body without the Spirit is dead. The body without the Spirit is dead. God did not want us to just live without the Holy Spirit. He desired that we live by the Holy Spirit because it is the Holy Spirit that is the Spirit of God Himself. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us life. It is the Holy Spirit that touches. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us wisdom. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the direction to the power of God. And fortunately, the natural man cannot receive the things of God, things of the Spirit, because these things are spiritually discerned. I pray that God will give us discernment this morning, give you discernment to understand. Give you the eyes of the Spirit to see, the ears of the Spirit to hear, the mind of the Spirit to understand, the wisdom of the Spirit to discern the things that are freely, freely given. Today we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll be able to see parts of what God wants us to speak about, the message that Paul spoke to the Corinthian church. And you know, Paul had planted this church in his second missionary journey. Right now, he was in Ephesus in his third missionary journey, and he was communicating to the church in Corinth. He was excited for them because, one, they did not lack any spiritual gifts. They did not lack utterance. They did not lack truth. You know, they had these words, but you see, they were still carnal. They are still struggling with the natural man. And this, sadly, is the place where many believers are at, where they are still controlled by their natural man. They're still looking for things that the natural mind can give them. They don't have understanding that they need to come up higher. You need to set your mind, your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, where you are seated with Him, far above all thrones, all powers, all dominions, all principalities. And Paul says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech all of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not rest, should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Paul's emphasis when he preached the Corinthian church was not excellency of speech. It was not human wisdom. It was not how he constructed his words. Yes, Apollos was a great speaker, but Paul wasn't a great speaker. He was a babbler. But you see, he desired one thing, that he can only preach to them Christ, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Why? Because he understood that the message of the cross is where is hidden the power of God, is here is hidden the wisdom of God, because Christ crucified is the power of God. Christ crucified is the wisdom of God. Christ crucified is the righteousness that is accorded to men freely. Christ crucified is a sanctification that is available for you and me, for men who have come to the cross. They receive sanctification. They receive the washing. They receive the cleansing. They receive the purification. And Christ crucified is the redemption. He has become our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. Redemption is being paid for in full. No debt remains. God has paid for everything for us. And Paul reminds them that when I came to you, I did not come with words, with excellency of speech or wisdom, but I came in the demonstration of the Spirit. You see, when he says, when I came to declare to you the testimony of God, what does that mean? It is what God has testified about himself. What is it that God has testified about himself? God has testified about himself through his Son. In the past, God spoke to us through our fathers, through dreams, through visions. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. His Son is exact image, the exact radiance of his glory, the exact image, the exact character of his person. So God has spoken to us. God has revealed himself to you and me, to man, through Jesus Christ, his Son. You want to know God, you have to see Jesus. You want to hear God, you have to know Jesus. You want to understand God, you have to know Jesus. God has fully imprinted himself. In fact, the Bible says he was pleased that all the fullness of the deity, of the Godhead, to dwell in bodily form in Christ. All the fullness of God dwells in Jesus. And it dwells in him because God is spirit. And he dwells in unapproachable light. But how can he be visible to a creation that is physical? So he has to come in a man. He took on the body of a man. And that is why the Bible says, sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but a body prepared for me. God had prepared a body for Jesus Christ, that by his Spirit coming upon him, by his Spirit, the Word becoming flesh and made his dwelling among us, he is able to be available, that we can touch God, we can see God, we can experience God. You see, when you know the Spirit of God, you understand that the Spirit of God is not experienced, he is not touched, he is like the wind. You cannot touch the wind, but you can experience the wind. You cannot touch the wind, but you can demonstrate the wind. And that is why Paul says that my speaking to you, my coming to you was not in the wisdom of words, of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. You know, we are in the age where men want evidence, where men want to see things, where men want to hear things, where man wants to be revealed things. And you see, God is able, God is not limited to make himself known to us. And that is why it is the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God by which Paul desired that men to come to know God, not in philosophy or human wisdom or the human speech, but in the demonstration of the power of God, of the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God is demonstrated. When you experience that awakening in you, when through the speaking of the Spirit of God, you can start to feel that sensation in you, that burning of your heart, that breathing that you know the breath of God has breathed on you, that shaking that you know that this shaking does not come from me, but it comes from God. When you pray, when you sense that lifting, that divine empowerment, then you know that the Spirit of God is being demonstrated in you. Because the Bible has already told us that they that are born of the Spirit, they shall be like the wind, as no one knows where the wind listeth or where it comes from or where it is going, so shall it be of them that are born of the Spirit. You have to understand that for you to be a spiritual man, things happen to you spiritually. God reveals to you things that are spiritual. You know things before they happen. You have an idea. You think of someone and they call you. Why? Because it is the demonstration of the Spirit. You awake with a song in your heart. You are sitting down and the song starts to sing. Your spirit man within you starts to sing. And that is the song of the Spirit. That is a song that the Holy Spirit wants you to connect to. And when you connect to it, then you can hear his voice. Then he leads you to the place where he wanted you to go and hear his voice. That is why as spiritual men, as spiritual people, we must learn to be sensitive to the dealings of God. We must learn to be sensitive to the voice of God. We must learn not to despise the leadings of God. Because to the natural man, the things of the Spirit are foolishness. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us, it is the power of God. It is the power of God. We experience the power of God in our lives. Why? Because we have believed the simple message of the cross, that Christ died for us. It was appointed once for Christ to come at the right time, at the right time. God came as a man. That is foolishness to the Jews, foolishness to the Gentiles. The Jews seek for a sign, but the Greeks seek for wisdom. But Christ is a stumbling block to the Jews and is foolishness to the Greeks. I tell you, God's Spirit is not discerned in the natural. Come up higher. When we come up higher is when we can hear his voice, is when we can know his pattern. We can know his heart. We can know the things that God wants us to know, the things that are freely given to us. That's the thing about the Spirit of God. He gives us things freely to those that ask him. In fact, he said, how much more shall he give to those who ask him of the Holy Spirit? You desire to walk in the anointing. You desire to walk in power. Ask him. It is freely available. It is freely given. It does not come in the way we think, because it does not come in natural impute, but it comes in spiritual impute. Paul says, when I was with you, I desired, I determined. He made a commitment. He made a choice not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, this does not mean that Paul did not have many messages. Oh, Paul was a scholar. He had studied in terms of the law. He had it at the back of his hands. He was a student. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was taught. But he knew that if men just think of me as a scholar, if men just think of me as a gifted speaker, then they will miss the power of God, the Spirit of God. And that's why he says, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom. I pray that we shall not just be lost in persuasive words, motivational words of human wisdom, where it's just about rhyming here and there. No. Let us demonstrate the Spirit. Let us demonstrate the power of God. Why? Because this, the Spirit, demonstration of the Spirit and demonstration of the power of God only follows the preaching of the testimony of God. And what is the testimony of God? What God has spoken and testified about himself, and what has God testified about himself? That he came as a man. He testified himself through his Son. In these days, God has spoken to us through his Son. It is only in the preaching of Christ and Christ crucified that the power of God break forth in our lives. Verse 6, he says, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom of God, which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, the devil thinks he is so wise. The rulers of this age think they are so wise. They think by the systems they have established to destroy our children, to destroy the economy, to destroy, you know, the growing up of men and women. The enemy thinks by that wisdom he has the ability to destroy, but he does not know that God also has counter strategies. Just like it was in the time of the Bible, the enemy thought had won when he had defeated Adam. But you see, God had the seed of the woman prepared. God came hidden as a man, hidden divinity, hidden in flesh. They thought he was a normal man, and they thought he was just a teacher, that if they crucify him, that was the end of God's plan. Yet by crucifying him, they were releasing his spirit. Because Jesus was hidden. Jesus was limited in one place. But you see, when he died, when his body was broken, then his spirit was released. And his spirit is limitless. The Holy Spirit is available for you and me, for each of us. Paul says that, you see, it was not just about words. It was not just about excellency of speech. But you see, there are levels to this. There are things that are not communicated just to natural men. He says, among those who are mature, they speak wisdom. There is a wisdom that is spoken to the mature. I tell you, when you come up higher, God starts to communicate to you things about people through dreams, through understanding. He starts to reveal to you things that you did not know, things that you have no idea how. But you see, when he reveals them to you, many times it is just for your prayer. It is not for you to speak. There are things that God will start revealing to you about people that it is just for you to know, to pray, to intercede. Why? Because this is spiritual wisdom. This is not the wisdom of men. Because the wisdom of God is for the mature. The wisdom of God is for the mature. But verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. You see, there is a place in the Spirit that is yet to be revealed. We think we have seen dreams. We think we have seen miracles. We think we have seen crusades. We think we have seen churches. We think we have seen power. But in God, he still says, there is still a place that no eye has seen. There is still a place that no ear has heard. There is still a manifestation that is yet to come on the earth, that no eye has seen, that no ear has heard, no heart has conceived it, no heart of man, nor has it entered into the heart of man, that God has prepared for them that love him. Yes, 1 million of people have been saved. That one eye has seen. Yes, crusades have been held in multiple countries. Yes, eyes have seen that. But there is a place. There is a place that God still has prepared for them that love him, for them that are called according to his purpose. There is a place that you can ask from God. And you can say, God, give me a dimension that men have not seen. Give me a place, give me an understanding that men are yet to see. And when they see, they shall know that it is not I, that it is you. It is Christ crucified that we demonstrate. It is Christ crucified that we preach. It is Christ crucified that if your life demonstrates, then God is able to use you as a demonstrator of the Spirit. We are not to demonstrate ourselves. We are not to manifest power so that men can worship us. No, but the power can be point men to God, that men can come back and say, surely God is in this place. God is in this place. I repent. That the fear of God can come back to the church. There is a place that no eye has seen. There is a place that no ear has heard. There is a place that nothing has entered into the heart of man. And the Bible says that God has prepared these things for them that love him. God has revealed them to us. So, what does this mean? It means that the things of God are in the place of revelation. You cannot know God until God reveals himself to you. There are things that God will give you, and you might never be able to know what it is until it is revealed. And that is why we need to ask God constantly, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Revelation uncovers things, uncovers truths, uncovers mysteries. Why? Because in the hiddenness things, God is a God that loves to hide himself. It says it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the heart of a king to search it out. I tell you, it is only he that has the mindset of a king, he that has the disposition of a king, he that has set his heart on royalty, that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that we may declare the praises of him who call out of darkness into his marvelous light. It is only those that have been called out of darkness, them that have been called into the light of the gospel, into the light of truth, that can search out the things of God. And the Bible says God has revealed, not that he will reveal, it has, God has already revealed. But you see, God's revelation is not for the carnal man, is not for the natural mind. The Bible says, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. yes, even the deep things of God. Deep calls unto deep. There are people that you cannot listen to. Or there are people that if you listen to, unless you are deep, you will not connect. Why? Because it is deep waters that call unto deep waters. Deep calls unto deep into the roar of your waterfalls. God calls us into the deep waters. Launch out into the deep for a harvest. The harvest is in the deep. Stop playing in shallow waters. Launch out deep in prayer. Launch out deep in study of the word. Launch out deep in meditation. Launch out deep in fasting. God is not found in the shallow waters. They are deep things of God, but they are only searched out by the Spirit of God. In fact, there's a version that says the bottomless things of God. The Spirit searches all things. Yes, the bottomless things of God. That means that God is unsearchable, even beyond this lifetime. I tell you, when God starts to teach you, you'll realize that you will never be able to exhaust the Bible. You can never be able to exhaust the revelations of God. Each and every day, He will teach you something new. Each and every day, I am taught something. Even as I speak now, God reveals things to me, myself, that is teaching. I'm getting new insights, new revelations. Why? Because the things of God are bottomless. Bottomless. They are deep things of God. I pray that God will allow you to be called into the depths of God. That you will hunger for the depths of God. That you will tell God, God, I need you. I need you. I need your depths. I need to understand you. Reveal these things freely. I know you have revealed them. Let my spirit get to that place of depth. Let my spirit connect with your spirit. Let me understand. The Bible says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. You want to know the things of God. You want to know God. It is only the Spirit of God who will reveal them to you. It's only the Holy Spirit who knows the things of God. You want to know, to hear God. Hear the Spirit of God. Listen to Him. Spend time with Him. Wait for Him. Wait. That is one thing that we must learn. Learn to tarry. Don't be in a hurry to speak out. Don't be in a hurry to preach. Don't be in a hurry to communicate the mysteries of God until you have received the input from the Spirit. And any spiritual man knows it. They know that you pray until you get a release. You have a need, you pray until that burden lightens up. You want to communicate to people, you pray until you get a release. You want to go to work, you pray until you get the release. Then you go to work. Then you go into your business. When you learn to live like that, you will never walk in failure. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You want to go for an interview, pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues until you get a release. When you get that release spiritually, then you will know that you have the victory. The Bible tells us, verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. You know, when God gave us His Spirit without measure, it was free. Available. The Spirit is available. It is only you that limit the extent to which the Spirit of God moves in your life or reveals Himself. It is only you that limits. It is the vessel that is limited. Jesus told the disciples, go, and the servants, go and fill the large jars, the washing jars with water to the brim. And when all the jars were filled, he told them, draw the water and take it to the master of the ceremony, master of the ceremony. And when the master of the ceremony drank the wine, the water which had been turned into wine, he said, you saved the best for last. This is not about alcohol. This is about the Spirit of God. We are the jars of clay. And when the water of the word comes in us, and when we are full, what it translates to is the Spirit of God, is the manifestation of the Spirit of God. The miracle is hidden in the fullness of God, in the fullness of the word of God. You can never go beyond the revelation that you have of God. What you think you're needing is just hidden in the light of God, in the revelation of God. These things are freely given. They are freely given. They are freely given. The Spirit has been poured out on us without measure. Verse 13, he says, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I tell you, there is a realm where you start to compare spiritual things with spiritual. That means that you look at the sky, you look at how the earth, you look at creation and you see God. That's why Jesus will teach just from a sower, and he will teach about the kingdom of God, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14 is a warning, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man cannot receive. If you are in your natural mind, you're just thinking about food, or you're just thinking about, oh, I want to see this, oh, I want to do this, you will not receive the things of God. We have to come up higher. We have to live in the Spirit. We have to be led by the Spirit of God. We have to be constantly in alignment to the Spirit of God. Then we shall receive the things of God that are freely given. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. They had asked the question in the past, who has known the mind of the Lord that can instruct the Lord? We are not instructing the Lord, but we have been given the mind of Christ. That tells you have his Spirit, you have his mind, you are his body. You are his body. God has given you his mind. You have the mind of Christ, and you are his Spirit. How can you walk in defeat now? Be led by the Spirit of God today. Ask him for his Spirit. Ask him, stay desperate. The Bible says the contrite and a broken heart he cannot despise. In the brokenness, that is when God's power is made manifest. In weakness, his power is made manifest. His grace is sufficient. And this is what the scripture is teaching us today. I pray that we shall move from the natural man to the spiritual man, to understand the things of God, the spiritual man. Let us be spiritual by the grace of God. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your children. Thank you for them that I've had. I speak a word of blessing. I release the Spirit upon them. Them that have never been filled with the Spirit of God, receive the Spirit of God. Receive the infilling of God. Receive the demonstration of God, of the Spirit of God. May you experience the power, the outpouring of the Spirit of God in your life. Receive, receive, receive. And if you've never spoken in tongues, you can speak. speak in tongues now. Rimbu koshanda karabu tuko ba shende kiri baya karabu toto ikaraba shende ni kara makarika shiti kiri puto taraba shanda rabu kura patente karabu toshete karata te makarika rambu tora pati karabu shoto kobo shende biri karata ni karabu komba karaka bo shiketi karati karai. Rebanika, Rabatika, receive the Spirit, receive the Spirit, receive the healing, receive the power, receive the anointing, receive it, they're freely given, receive, take hold of it by faith, walk in victory, walk in anointing, walk in power, know that the Lord is with you. You have the mind of Christ. You have the Spirit of Christ. You are the body of Christ. The fullness of God dwelling in bodily form. May God give you discernment. May God give you understanding. May God give you grace. Move from the natural to the supernatural. Move from the natural to the spiritual. Launch out into the deep and experience the Spirit of God in a new measure today. Receive your healing, receive your answers. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom, and have a blessed, blessed morning.